Hey, Rick, guess what?
What, man?
T-minus six. 6 weeks away from TechEd North America.
Which is 42 days. About?
According to the math that you wrote above the board earlier.
It's not 6 times 7 is not 49.
Just so the folks at home will understand. Hey, 42. It's going to be June 11th through the 14th in Orlando.
And we have someone joining us today.
We do. We have a guest, so you have to be on your best behavior.
Okay, so
which is why I'm sitting here, so in case you do get out of line,
you've already kicked me twice.
Well, that's all right. That's right. Hey, look, it's Melissa.
Hi. Melissa. How are you?
Tell everybody what you do.
Well, my name is Melissa Batham, and I just joined Microsoft Learning. Thank you. And I manage events and MCT readiness for certification group.
Oh. So I've here my studious glasses with my highlighter because we're talking about certification, and I'm going to get mine just before we leave the show today.
You look smarter already.
Thanks. I don't feel much smarter.
But, maybe with the certification.
Maybe with the certification. Actually, I have my certifications. I need to get them updated. But now Rick and I have talked about on the Ed Show about the new certification announcements. Now, on top of that, certification plays a big part of TechEd.
Mm-hmm.
So let's kind of start off with the first item on our list, Certification 101.
Yep. So Certification 101 are sessions that anybody can go to at TechEd. These are basic sessions that will give you all the basic information you need to know about certification. This year, we're going to be kind of focusing on the new certification. As you know, we launched that last month, incidentally, at MMS. And we basically reinvented it for the cloud. So people can come in and find out, well, what does that mean for me? What does that mean for my old certifications? What does that mean going, you know, forward, and what should I do? So that gives you a starting point. And so you'll find two different sessions that you can go to on Sunday, kind of work it around your pre-con schedule.
I was going to say, this is free, right? This doesn't cost anything.
Of course.
It's pre-con, so it's all
and
good.
We've got a lot of free things with certification at TechEd this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Interesting.
So Certification 101 is going to be Sunday, so make sure, we talked about this in the first countdown show, get there early.
No, it's one of the first
Get registered
tips.
And come check it out.
Yeah,
come check out Cert 101.
Absolutely.
Now, exam cram sessions.
Because Joey is an expert on cramming. That's how he got through all of his university and college education.
I think
yeah,
we all
exactly.
did.
Education, yes.
Right.
Cramming late at night. Well, that's actually where the idea came from. So,
oh, yeah? These are evening sessions that take place?
They used to be. So years ago, we created these exam crams with the idea that, remember back when you were in college, you had that one night to study for your finals. It's the same kind of thing. We kind of had this great idea. You put somebody in front of you, a teacher, or, you know, back when you were in college, it's like a TA or somebody who would cram that information into your head. And that's where exam crams came from. So we brought them into TechEd, and they've since kind of evolved to really specify a significant exam number that would be relevant to any of the products that you're going over at TechEd this year. And it's basically about a 75-minute session where an MCT ambassador is going to be leading you through all of the different things that you're going to need to know about that exam for you to take it.
So if I wanted to go off and prep for my 70-659 exam on virtualization as example, they'll have one of those in the schedule that I can fit into my overall attendance at TechEd, and then to be able to attend it and be all set to go.
Exactly. And I think last week you talked about Session Builder.
Yep, absolutely.
I watched it.
I watch them religiously.
Nice.
Exam crams are in the Session Builder too.
Oh,
so
perfect.
When you are building your schedule and you're putting in all of your sessions, put an exam cram in there because you're going to get that time for yourself if you make it part of your priority list before getting to TechEd.
Oh. And
you can still sign up for it, and you can still do it any time during the week. It is free. So,
yeah. So I mentioned one of the best practices was always to have multiple options on your different calendar schedules to know when they were. And so if I remember correctly, there were 17 on the topic list for exam cram sessions during this time in the Schedule Builder. Check them out. 75 minutes each. So they fit in nicely.
Yep.
Now, I'm excited, really excited about the next one because I love the Xbox Kinect controller, and I hear that you have a certification exam with Kinect. So you can actually take your exam with motions.
I did tell you. I warned you, right, before you even showed up. It's Kinect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, not K-I-N.
Oh, so it's not a gaming zone. It's
no.
certification
That's
zone.
That's a special course we could...
Add in
later.
Okay.
So it's
called the Microsoft Learning Kinect, as in Connect Zone.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's going on there?
Okay. So the Kinect Zone is for I think it also involves PASS and a lot of the other communities, Ineta and Gitka, and we're part of that too. Microsoft Learning has their lounge also for MCTs, it used to be. Now we're opening it up for everybody who's certified, because we want to make sure that anybody who has questions about certification can have those answered. Mm-hmm. Anybody can learn about how to be a part of the MCT community. Part of the MCM community and things like that. So that is an area where you can get that information. Did you, you know, miss the Cert 101? Come on down, talk to somebody from the Microsoft Learning Group, talk to an MCT ambassador. They're going to give you some information on where to go next, go through your certification paths and really find out that information.
Do you have awesome comfy chairs?
We are looking at bringing in some bean bags that I think that we're even going to give away.
See, there
everybody
you go.
Everybody likes a bean bag.
Yeah, absolutely. Man. Especially after walking at the Orlando Convention Center.
And do you know how to get those bean bags home as carry-on?
You dump the beans, you pack it all up into your carry-on, and then you go to Target or whatever, buy the beans, put them back in.
You are a veteran conference goer. You know that trick.
Well,
that's incredible.
This is my first rodeo.
This is good. That's good. But just in case you're wondering, we do have security guards watching to make sure those bean bags stay there the entire time.
That's right.
So don't think about taking anyone early.
That's right. You can put your name
into
a hat.
Not that you've experienced that or anything.
I was told that would be under sealed in affidavit.
Exactly.
That no one would know.
We'll notice you.
I found out.
If you're walking out with a big bean bag on your back.
People kind of notice
they're
it,
They're
going
to be kind of noticeable, yeah.
Nice.
So we've got... Find out all the things about all the exams, about your path to certification. Yep. Go in, cram for exams.
Yep. Don't forget the study hall.
You know, you've got study hall coming up, so study for exams. Is that kind of on your own time?
It is. It's a hall that is a study hall, so it's a library for attendees to go into. It's free. There's machines there. You can take a look at free practice tests. You can do free e-learning. MCT ambassadors will be standing by to answer any questions that you have.
Will they have rulers and glasses to make sure that you're quiet and keeping straight?
Not
like
that kind of librarian, no. not what's in your head, no. But there will be somebody there to give good information. And it's a good place to kind of start your journey. So if you have questions about certification or one of the tests, go right into the study hall and assess yourself. Go take a practice test. See how it is.
Yep.
If you still need a little bit more, go to an exam cram. Get that information in your head. Still not sure? Go back and take the assessment again if you want to. It's a free practice test, so just go ahead and do it, and then go take the exam, and you should be ready. But you know, that's the other thing. We do have a couple exams for free.
Yeah, you're doing full testing on site.
Yes.
Now,
full testing.
Normally you have to register for an exam well in advance. Have you guys started registration now for the exams on site?
Registration is wide open.
Okay.
So you can register for any exam. We've got, I think, 8 that are 30% discount.
Okay.
We have 2 that are 50% discount, and this is new to Tech Ed this year. They're 50% off MCM exams. So you can take a SQL MCM or an Exchange MCM, and those are 50% off. That'll save you a lot of time. Take some time out of your schedule, because an MCM exam will take some time.
Sure, absolutely.
But then we also have our free private cloud exams. And
right,
so
nice.
This is free to any attendee that you go in, take the 2 private cloud exams, you're an MCSE. It's and the first
these
time
are,
ever.
Now, these are the beta exams still, correct?
No.
These will be the full.
These are the full ones. And
there
free,
you go.
And they're free. And you can walk away from those exams. You'll get your either pass fail right there, and you'll know if you take them and pass, you're an MCSE right then and there. First time ever that you can actually be an MCSE.
Oh man, I'm so into that. I'm writing those two.
You're taking exams?
I'm drawing the line in the sand, man.
Well, you might as well take them. They're free, right?
Yeah, totally.
So
absolutely.
There's, you know.
I'm in. Anyone else in? Huh?
Yeah.
Anyone?
Everybody at home's raising their hands.
You
I
got
can
it.
See them
you got
there.
It. Now, I would recommend personally from just recommendations, get in early to book your exams.
Yeah.
Book ahead of time.
Exactly.
Book as soon as you can, because those slots fill up really, really fast.
Exactly. You can also register on site. So
on site is optional
you
as well.
You can do it on site, or if plans change and you find that you need to reschedule it, take the time to go down to the testing center, you know, find another time slot. But but make sure, especially with them being free like that, you're going to need to get in ahead of the crowd. So
absolutely.
I encourage you to do it now. Registration online is open.
And to get the list of exams that you need, northamerica.msteched.com/certification is the place to go. They'll have all the lists of what's 30%, 50%, of course, the
exactly.
free exams.
Exactly. Register right online.
And don't smear this all together, because we have to do the tips and tricks still, too. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. We're running out of time. So... tips of tech ed.
You got it.
I've got like two.
Two.
So we'll make it quick. Maybe three, right?
Okay.
So I love this one. This is awesome, right? This is from Peter Gray. Hi, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
Cargo pants are helpful, or shorts, provided they are not manprees.
Now, I did not know. I didn't know what a manpree was. So,
maybe in Europe.
Yeah. I don't know. But
Joey said that, too.
Yeah, exactly. There is a hashtag you can follow about tech ed fashion, though.
That would be
hashtag tech ed fashion.
Tech ed fashion.
Yes, all one word.
There.
Yeah. Another one that Peter writes, if you're prone to sleepiness in darkened rooms, sit at the front. It's very tough to fall asleep in the front row without insulting the speaker, and you get more involved as well.
I do have to also warn people that if you do fall asleep in the front row, you might get called out by the speaker or something thrown at you.
Right.
But that's what you and I used to do. And,
yeah.
And I noticed that we're not on the speaker list this year.
So. Yeah, so that might have some things to do with it.
Someone might have actually followed through with those threats of complaints
absolutely.
In the past.
I love this one. Peter also says, don't drink at night. And then he follows it up with, okay, I almost got that out without laughing.
Nice.
So obviously he wasn't there. And of course, he also mentions follow the crew.
Mm-hmm.
The crew, K-R-E-W-E.
With a hashtag.
Hashtag or at follow on Twitter.
Okay.
Yep. And we'll talk more about the crew later, but shout out to the crew folks.
Yes.
And that's got to wrap it up because we're running out of time.
Yes, they've been we're late on this, so this is around 10-minute mark, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. So make sure you join us for live streaming.
Yep.
If you've got guests that you want to see or questions you'd like to have answered, hashtag Channel 9 Live on Twitter. Of course, follow us at TNEdge.
And send us email at edge@Microsoft.com, but that's for the Edge show.
Comment underneath the Countdown show video here.
And
we'll see you next week, where it's only
weeks
away. Thanks, Melissa. Yeah. Go get certified. This is cool.
Yes.
Free.
Sign up early.
Bye.
Cheers.
See you at TechEd.